Now you tell me, you got four horses that are going for the lead, and all four of them are early. You designate them as early horses. Hey, all four of those horses ain't going to run down that track in the line. One of those horses is going to go get the lead. That is a lone early horse as far as I'm concerned. Others become some other than early. And these horses, if they are classified as early horses, ain't going to win the race. They're forcing the pace. Now, who's going to win it? Either this horse can wire it, a horse is going to come off of the pace as a sustained who is two parts early, or a lone late horse. I call them default winners. They only win when everything else backs up. Strike the goal. Unbridled. Besting. Once I know who's in a race, I know who's going to win it. Yeah, I don't win every race. But if I lose it, I know why. I'd still be betting best pal in the Louisiana Derby if they'd let me. I didn't know that stupid jockey's going to get eight lengths behind and try to catch up. You know, I've seen so much stupidity that it's just really, really upsetting sometimes. Man, they'll let a horse jump out there and get about eight lengths. So now, hey, he's out there far enough, let's try to catch him. And they don't realize for every jump they have to run to catch up, it's costing them 2 units of energy. For every step a horse makes early or a horse makes a move in the race, it costs him 2 steps at the end of the race. Yes, sir.
This deceleration program we were given today, essentially the same as this deceleration without
deceleration? Is the deceleration program given today the same as this program without deceleration? No. It isn't.
What's the difference?
A heck of a lot of difference.
$400.
$300 to $400. That's a pretty good answer.
Jim, would you show how that record sits? On one of the menus there were the faces of the races on, you have a thing called record.
I can show it to you. Yes. If we'll get back to it. We want to go through the record, Spitzer. Okay, you hit that number. I don't know which one it was. Now, it'll show you this menu. 2 for review. Now, people, you got to be real careful with this because this is stored on a disc, on the disc. And it can really mess up sometimes. Hit 2 for review. Now, this shows you, I've got a horse in there as an example. If you put it in and put it in, or you take them out, and all at once this horse shows back up in there, take him out and get completely out of the program. Get out of the program. Scratch him and then get completely out and reboot it and he'll be out of it. Another thing, you can print this out by doing a screen dump and make your own records. If you lose your result or your record keeper from your disk, you're lost. The only way you can get it is to probably come through me, send me your disk, and let me restore it.
I'm going to do you like you did at my first seminar. Howdy, Howard.
Now, I'm going to let Tom go over a race that he hit the $300 exacta on. Had the winner. I had the winner, but I didn't have the exact. I'll tell you what, this particular day at Remington Park was a tremendous day for the Oklahoma Mafia. We had four winners, and it's all Greek to me to place. We had two exactas. I had two. Tommy had three. And Tony's son had the $800 exacta.
Okay, let's see. Which race? Spencer, I think that's the third. Somebody give me some lights. I can't see. Yeah. It's the third.
Readers come through.
Uh-huh. One thing before we get into this, and Jim didn't mention this, but he did it in New Orleans. How many people had Strike the Gold as one of your contenders in this race that we just got through doing in the Breeders' Cup? Okay, there's a little key to that. If you'll look back when you get home, Feston and Strike the Gold had run repeatedly against each other. Not one time did Strike the Gold ever pass Feston. He might have in this race, I don't know. Generally, late sustained horses will not reverse. This comes really into some turf races and when your race is setting up late. Now, Unbridled and Feston had run against each other, and Unbridled had reversed and had beaten Feston before.
All I got is Dance and Pace of the Race. Must be another one. What's the name? Who's the horse?
Okay, we got Preach, Stage, Soviet, Spiva. Let me look and see on this.
Not the first or the second race.
No, this says third here, but
the juvenile filly.
Yeah. On this list, Spencer, it's got BC0003. Anybody got any questions while we're waiting? Break? Yeah, here in a minute.
Which one?
We can go over it. You mean that last one where it's got the four different, the late, kinetic, and we can go over it. I don't use it, but I'll. Okay, I think everybody, if you'll look up here, can see real quick. Based right here, that Speed is going to be one of your early horses. Now, these are Jim's contenders. Actually, I did not have this horse in there. And that's that Soviet Sojourn. The reason I didn't is this horse
and staged had already beaten that horse. So I didn't have that horse in there. So mine's not exactly like this.
Take it out.
Okay. Come on, Mr. Go ahead and hit automatic project. I think it is.
Oh, I didn't adjust that.
Okay. Now it's telling you to adjust it. Let's go on and look at like...
Two?
No. Just one adjust it. Let's go over here and see if it needs it. Look at your automatic. Okay, again. Looking right here. This is your automatic, your one adjustment. There's another example right here. Does this race need to be two adjusted? No. Not really. If you take this horse out, they're all right there.
This okay. is really a good concept on these program people if you'll look at this and understand it.
Okay, Spencer, go right on to thermation. Now, folks, this is the way I play a race. I do not really look at these numbers of any. Thermation. Okay, run them. Now, I get real aggravated at these races if they don't turn out like I think they ought to. Because setting this race up, I'm thinking staged or this law horse ought to be coming. Because we've got four horses out fighting for the lead in this one. Now, one of these horses is going to get the lead. But I'm looking for this thing to set up sustain. Run it. Okay. We've got the lost Spivia, or whatever you want to call him, as your number one horse on thermation. Soviet is your second horse. And I can't tell. Can someone tell me about... Are they pretty close or...
Pretty close.
Okay. Let's just go ahead. And we're going to go over and look for confirmation on these two horses on our preview screens.
2-3 at a tie between 1 and 4.
All right. Okay, it's setting up. Late. Got this horse. We got this horse. Look right here.
Designated place.
If you miss and you bet this horse, which you miss by a nose, by the way, if you play this horse and this horse, take your designated place horse, put him in your exacta, it's $386 at Remington. That's even missing the race. Now, like I said, I didn't have this horse in. So mine looks, this horse is winning, this horse is second. Because I used probably a different line. I used a different tandem. I don't know what line Jim used.
Stage. Only the best designated place or the best.
What I will do is I will go ahead and box those three horses. I'll use this horse and these two.
But only one designated place.
Yeah, usually. I tell you what, this is pure luck because I'm terrible at exactas usually because I do not see. See, I'm thinking this horse is... I'm aggravated at this right now because this horse I'm wanting to win because he's already beaten that horse. These are both the same type horses. I'm not thinking this horse is going to reverse stage. Well, he almost did, but he didn't. Almost don't count. They don't pay for that.
Another reason that we bet this horse and have this horse on our pick 7 is comparing here to here.
Exactly.
And here to here. And here, you know.
Spencer, let's go on the next screen, see if there's anything. You still got your designated place horse. Now, if the race should tend to go a little early, then here's your play. But you've already got thermation confirming it. This is your contra screen now. You still got this. And anytime I can get a horse to hit on both screens, designated plays, that's a good play. You know, that horse can do no worse than place. So that's your key horse. Any more questions? Okay.
All right. We're going to stop and go to dinner. Come back in an hour and a half. And we'll continue with this, and I'm going into some on the matchup.
We've got a few things to do tonight.